This is the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast, episode 672, Wakelet and WeVideo, powerful distance learning edtech. Welcome to the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast, hosted by author, educator, speaker, and mom, the cool cat teacher, Vicki Davis. In today's podcast, teacher Bruce Reicher shares how he uses two of his favorite distance learning tools, Wakelet and WeVideo, for both classroom learning and teacher PD. Bruce has been a technology teacher for over 25 years. He and his students have been producing a live morning show for the past 12 years and are celebrating their 2000th episode. Well, let's join the conversation now. Enjoy!
Now is the time to plan your summer PD, and I recommend Advancement Courses series to help you become a better online teacher. Stay tuned at the end of the show to find out how to save 20% on Advancement Courses professional development, plus how to receive PLUs or graduate credit. Today we're talking with Bruce Reicher. He's a middle school technology teacher doing so many things. And Bruce, as we were preparing for today's show, we want to feature two ed tech tools. And you've been in distance learning for a while now. How long?
This is the eighth week that we've been in distance learning from my school.
Okay, so you have two tools. What's your first tool you want to talk about today?
My really go-to tool is Wakelet. I learned about Wakelet last year, where you can curate different websites, and it was okay. I started using it a little bit. And then when I went to ISTE last year in Philadelphia, then it hit me. Like, I need to put all of these bookmarks someplace. I started doing all of the collections, and then I just picked up with it. We start school here in September, and I actually created a Wakelet board for professional development. And then for my kids at school, I have a separate Wakelet board that only has my classes on it. So when they go into that board, they only see their own classes instead of all the folders that are in my professional development one. And it really, for distance learning, I think it's like the go-to tool, because there are so many different things for distance learning, infographics, websites. I'm able to put it all in one place, and then more importantly, be able to share it out easily with other people, whether it's colleagues at school or other people in the country or other people in the world who are looking for good websites to help them with distance learning.
And I noticed that, like, for example, this spring, you've got virtual field trips. Are your students working through those?
Yeah, they do go on virtual field trips when they're done with the regular curriculum. We're actually working on now. Our school goes to Washington, D.C. We've gone the past several years, and we're working on actually putting together a whole virtual field trip where they'll go inside the White House with Google tools, with the Arts and Science Gallery, and, you know, be able to explore all the different places virtually, because unfortunately, they're not going to be able to take the bus and go there.
Yeah, a lot of folks are sort of facing that. Now, as you share this for your teacher PD, how do you kind of pull things together and how do the teachers use it?
The teacher PD part, the distance learning has been the big one of me gathering information and then sharing it with colleagues. And when colleagues need to get information, it was very helpful. We did WeVideo training, and I was just able to put everything in a folder for them. WeVideo using Flipgrid Shorts in Wakelet, and just to try to put a couple resources in one folder, but again, that I could share out. And then it's very easy for them to use it. Instead of clicking on all these different hyperlinks, it's very graphic where they could see these are the Wakelet places to go to for PD. These are the WeVideo places to go. And for me to kind of keep everything neatly in one spot for them, it's helpful PD when I'm there in person. Same thing. I could hop on any computer and go to my Wakelet board, but just the same with distance learning. If people need resources for things, I can easily make a folder with them and share it with them. And even better, I have a couple of teachers that collaborate on boards with me as we're gathering resources.
So Bruce, is there a charge or how does that work?
No, there is no charge for Wakelet. It's completely free. There's no fee for it at all. You sign up for free. And you can keep your boards private if you would like. I keep all the boards public. They're all for sharing. And what's kind of neat too is they started a program for students over the age of 14 that can become like Wakelet ambassador students. If the students are 13 or under, it's really cool. You can just give them a code and then they could start working together on a board and they never have to even log into Wakelet. You know, you create the folder or the collection for them and they add to it. And the really nice thing about Wakelet, and then it's just your imagination. If You're going to do a newsletter, share out resources, have students start putting their resources together for projects. There's multiple different ways to use the Wakelet tool. And that's one of the things that I like about it. It's just not for putting in bookmarks, but I could put in YouTube videos, PDFs. Right inside, I can create a Wakelet short, which I did a lot the first couple of weeks of distance learning, to just record like a quick hello to students when they came on the Wakelet board for the day.
Okay, so you've talked about Wakelet. That's your first tool. And you've sort of mentioned a little bit your second tool you want to talk about today. So what is it?
Yeah, my second go-to tool is WeVideo. And for me, WeVideo is unbelievable that whatever I need to do, not only for just making videos, but making podcasts. 2 weeks ago, they added there's a GIF creator in it, screencast, whether I want to be video on the screencast or just the screen. It's just really neat. It's one place to go. It connects right to Google Drive. It connects to Google Classroom. And I know there's many terrific tools for doing screencasting, for example. But instead of all different third-party tools, it's just nice to do everything with one tool that the students and the staff are familiar with. And for me, that one tool is WeVideo for creating features for the normal news show that we do. But on top of that, when teachers were looking, where do I go to do a screencast? They've already done videos in WeVideo. It was just a matter of showing them where to click in a different place. And they're used to the workflow to then share it out to their drive and then write to Google Classroom with the students.
Okay, so I didn't know you could do screencasting in WeVideo. You have just taught me something because I have been using Screencastify. How does that work?
It's been in there in WeVideo. And what WeVideo does is it actually gives you two options. You can just record the screen and do a voiceover, or you can record the screen and record yourself. And in WeVideo, it makes it another track or another layer. And then you could put yourself in any corner of the screen. The nice thing about the WeVideo screencast is it's unlimited, where there's no 5 or 10 minute limit. If you really wanted to do like a full 20 minute lesson, which for me is a little bit long for a mini lesson, but if you wanted to do the full boat, you could do it in WeVideo. And then it probably has many of the tools Screencastify has and more that you could add in titles, you could add in stock video. If you really want to enhance it, you can, or you could just record a really quick screencast, and the workflow is terrific. I could send it to Drive and then put it right in Google Classroom for the students.
So let me ask you this. At some point, you're going to be looking at your summer. What kind of PD and professional development are you going to do this summer so you can bring your A game in the fall?
Well, you know what? I feel like I'm on my A game right now, that when we're home for distance learning, my PD has exploded because I've been working with so many teachers doing WeVideo, helping them just go into either a Zoom or Google Meet session, be able to work with them one-on-one, or these GEG, the Google Education groups, are open to anyone. And they're really terrific. They have help groups for any type of technology. And to give you an example, last week for PD, I was in Iowa, I was in England, I was in California, I was in Chicago and Connecticut, all in 1 week. And really for me, like the A game is, you can stay where you are. And people are used to clicking now on the hyperlinks that get them into the Google Meets, the Zooms, whatever tool you're using. And it's just a tool that works. Like once everyone kind of got over the hurdle, the first couple of weeks, for me to help someone with WeVideo and say, yeah, just send me the link and sure, I'll meet with you and I'll go through the video and be able to help you that way. So for learning wise, I'm in a whole bunch of groups. And I really think for PD, for other people, I'm able to help a lot more people, you know, believe it or not, being at home and connecting with them online than, you know, being in my school and having them come to a physical place.
Okay, so we have a lot of tools here. Two of them in particular, as well as Wakelet, a little bit deeper look. We will have links to Wakelet in the show. Thank you, Bruce.
No, thank you so much. Be well.
This fall season is going to be different, but we're not sure how. Whatever happens, online learning will play a huge role in teaching for all of us. And what better way to understand online learning than to take your summer professional development online through advancement courses? With advancement courses, you never stop learning. They offer over 280 graduate level PD courses in 20 different subjects, all self-paced with up to 6 months to complete. Go to advancementcourses.com/coolcat and save 20% off each course by using the code COOL20. That's just $120 per graduate credit hour or $160 for 50 clock hours. You can also receive graduate credit through CAEP and regionally accredited university partners for continuing education requirements. Thanks, Advancement Courses, for sponsoring today's show.